it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Racing.nz update. Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz. Racing's biggest fan.
Pip Morris joins us this morning as it is a Tuesday, and we've got a text in from Kane to say, can we ask from the TAB when the site will be running again? Pip, do you have an update on that? Because there's maintenance going on, yeah?
Yeah, there certainly is. It should be all up and running, going well, Smithy, at 12 p.m. this afternoon. So good afternoon to you. Hopefully all back up and running, because we've got the Bull to look forward to, jumps racing today. So should be
absolutely
back.
Okay. I love that. I absolutely love that carnival too. What about greyhounds today? We should get into that too.
No greyhounds today. Just with the scheduled maintenance, there was New Zealand Racing's just having a wee break today. But Smithy, massive day Thursday, Addington Raceway. It's Oaks Night. There's three heats for there, including the newly owned, quite a few thoroughbred owners, and a big time Lauren, who's Hazel Go's sister. She was going around for the Oaks. I know Sam Spratt's in it. I think Alan Nichols as well. So good luck to the team there. Hazel Go goes around as well in the Trevor Wilkes Memorial. There's two heats for that. And actually, the whole meeting is heats. I'm really looking forward to the Kingston Cup. That's over the 732 metres. Grandview Ace is looking for her third Group 1 for Bob Pringle over the trip. But I think Chief Dribble is a real follow for Matt Roberts first up over that trip.
Okay, and you'll be on deck there?
I will be next week. Yep, I'll be back down there at Addington for the finals.
Good on you. Okay, right. So we've got Pip joining us this morning, and we can talk about a few things that have emerged over the weekend and what's coming up as well. And one of the interesting things coming out of the Whanganui meeting over the weekend was the return to form of We Will Rock, Hastings Horse, possibly aimed at Australia.
Yeah, absolutely, Smithy. Great to see him back in winning form in the sprint there at Whanganui. He had to carry the big weight too, 60 kilos. Jonathan Riddell, who's got such a great association with him, took him to the front, and I think that was, look, the perfect thing to do the way that the track was running. So he picked up that win. He was better than the rest of the field. And, of course, last season we saw him head across to Sydney. He picked up Black Type there in a placing. He also picked up a victory in Sydney. So I know the team, Guy Lowry and Leah Zeidenboss, are just questioning whether or not they stay here in New Zealand with him, or maybe they aim at a couple of nice races in Australia. So the money's up there. Why not go and have another chance at smearing some more? So good luck to them. But yeah, great to see them back in winning form this weekend.
I was going to say, you can get some great money out in the country these days in Australia without having to threaten Caulfield or Melbourne or Sydney or those some of those races. You can really do extremely well out of it in the country. And I would imagine there was some eye-catching performances at Tarapa as well. We talked a little bit about it with George yesterday, but you'd like to talk about the fillies race, and it really did throw up a couple to look forward to coming up to spring.
Oh, it certainly did. The two-year-olds. Well, all the talk, of course, was about Sister Kayani. She was a big purchase, $1.3 million as a yearling at the sales for the O'Sullivan Scott stable. And, I mean, she was right in the fight. She got as short as, I think, $1.70, Smithy. But it was actually a Fusa who took out the race for Tony Pike and Cambridge Stud. They purchased her from Oak Stud in the 2023 Karaka sales for $155,000. So they've already had a nice return. She's actually out of Sea Goddess, so who's the third foal to Sea Change. So beautifully bred, Sir Warren Kennedy, a great ride taking her to the front there. And I think that was the winning of the race. She got in front of Sister Kayani from a wide draw, and she just really got away from them the last 100. Hearing from Tony Pike, she will go away now into the paddock. But I just think both of them are real horses to follow when they come back out in the spring. And of course, we do have the NZB Kiwi slot race to look forward to. And we saw Cambridge Stud pick up a slot there, Brendan and Joe Lindsay. And we also saw Tony Pike pick up a slot. So whether or not she's a filly that could be heading towards something like that, I certainly think note them both down and watch them when they return in the spring.
Waikato Girl in good form in Australia on the Brisbane campaign.
Yeah, great to see the Waikato name picking up wins at Eagle Farm. She won the listed Princess Stakes there at Queensland over the mile on Saturday. She's bred in part owned by Sir Peter Vella. So great to see her kicking goals. And she is heading towards the Brisbane Winter Carnival. That's why she's over there. She was purchased for $600,000 at the Karaka 22 sale. So she's one, I think, again, you want to follow her. She's nominated for the Group 1 Queensland Oaks Smithy in June. So if she can pick up a couple more between then and now, for Black Type. She's trained by Michael Moroney as well. So a good Kiwi flair there for Waikato Girl at the moment in Eagle Farm.
And we're in the middle of some feature racing out of Morfettville at the moment. This weekend we're looking at the South Australian Derby, of course. Now Antrim Coast is over there for Stephen Marsh and already tasted success in Australia.
He certainly has, obviously picking up that Alistair Clark, great form with him around Orchestral, running second to her in the New Zealand Derby. Caught up with Stephen this morning just to make sure that that was still the plan with him. It definitely is. He gets Michael D aboard as well, so that's a big tick. Mm. He's a man that knows how to ride a very good stayer as well, Smithy, and it's worth $1 million for this year, the Derby. So looking forward to that. Hopefully he can go one better than he did last time at Caulfield. And also hearing too, I saw Aidan Rodley tweet out that Opie Boston is riding across there, of course, does Opie's rides, and he's riding out of stock, also heading for the Derby for River Rock and Chad Ormsby. Picked up that win in the Manawatu Classic over the 2100 metres. There's a horse by Tavistock, and there's good form coming out of that. Moonlight Magic has won since at Ellerslie for Andrew Forsman, and we know Chad's not afraid to take them to Australia, so he's also running there out of stock. And it would be great to see Opie if he could pick up another Group 1. That'll give him 99 and possibly maybe get there before James McDonald. It's a great battle, and so yeah, he'll have a Group 1 ride as well at Morfettville, and hopefully he can pick up a few more over the weekend.
And it's phenomenal, both of them sitting on 100. It's a staggering stat, actually, because they're so very relatively young men, and particularly in James's case, God knows what he might end up with, all going well. Pip, also tomorrow we've got racing where the turf meets the surf, as they say about Ruakaka.
We certainly do. It's a track that comes into play, of course, in the winter months, where generally the weather is a lot better up there, as we call it, the winterless north, Smithy, although last season wasn't that sometimes. It's an 8-race program there tomorrow, just kicking off before 12:30. It's a race meeting where the locals usually always come to their fore on the home track, obviously not having to travel, and you see those money moves, I think you follow them. Just having a look through the meeting, Chris Gibbs has a really good chance in race number one with Pure Delight, Amir by Darcy Brahma. She was runner-up there last time on the track, and she looks another really good chance to maybe pick up one for the locals in race one. And also going through the nominations, Ray Williams, the team up there, they've got a really good chance right throughout the program, as does Jasmine Fawcett. She's riding most of their chances. And Bailey Valley comes up in race number four. It's in the Billies and Mares Entain NZB Insurance Pearl Series. She's a filly by Sham Express. She went really close on the track last time. She looks a great chance for them in Windsor Park, who bred and still own her. And then just going through into race number five, Michelle Bradley's got a last start winner, No Plan B, a mare by Tarzino. Looks a good chance there, along with the Mischief Managed for the Ray Williams stables again in there. They've got her coming out of the Jumpers High Weight last time. She did place third behind Penny Wecker in last season's Oaks. So look, she's got to be a great chance there on their local track. So that was a few I picked out for punters that want to follow the local.
Good on you, Pip. Absolutely fantastic. Great to catch up with you on Tuesdays. Enjoy your week. Looking forward to the TAB at 12 o'clock. Hopefully that site will open again. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Smithy. Have a good weekend.